Music gear history. The EMU SB1200. Want to know what classic hip-hop records like Jump Around, Straight Outta Compton, and Troy all have in common? Well, I'll tell you, they were all produced using a drum machine sampler called the EMU SB1200. Released in 1987 and designed by Dave Rossum, no other drum machine sequencer better defines the era of boom-bap 90s hip-hop than the SB1200, and it quickly became a game-changer, and here's why.
Y'all wanna know how we make the music? We sample. You hear that? That, we put some of that in there, some of that, and then we just...
At the heart of its magic was its 12-bit sampling and a 10-second sample limit that forced producers to innovate a sample technique that involved speeding up the record and sampling it and slowing it down inside the SB1200 to get more sampling time. But not only did this save on memory, but it gave samples a warm and gritty texture known for that era of hip-hop. Moving on from its sound, we can also talk about its simple workflow and its hands-on sequencer and built-in floppy drive. Producers now had the ability to save, load beats, share sounds, build sample libraries, and move projects between setups. If they needed more sample time, the SB1200 was often paired with the Akai S950 sampler, and with its signature head nodding swing, it's no wonder producers like Pete Rock, DJ Muggs, Diamond D, Large Professor, just to mention a few legends, all made it their drum sampler of choice. Today, a vintage SB1200 will set you back around £4,000. However, in 2021, due to popular demand, Dave Rossum announced a reissue of the SB1200 with updated technology. But for the more budget conscious, you can always buy a software emulation of this great piece of hardware. Now let's take it to the comments section. I want to know your favorite hip-hop producers. And as always, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe for more music gear history. Later.
That's funny.